Hi, this is Shauna Gray, licensed agent with Providence Senior Care on a recorded line. Did you want to go over the 2026 Medicare plans and what's new this year?
Yeah.
All right, can you please confirm your zip code?
38068.
38068, all right. Are you in Fayette County or Haywood County?
Fayette.
Thank you so much for that. Now, before I do begin, Medicare does require that I do let you know we do not offer every plan in your area. Currently, we represent three organizations which offer 23 products. You can contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state's health insurance program for all your options. Now, the phone number I see here, 731-413-2333 is the best number to call you back in case we get disconnected.
Yes.
Thank you for that. Also, Medicare requires that I do ask, do you make your own health care decisions, or does a family member or maybe social worker help?
You said what now?
Do you make your own health care decisions, or does a family member?
Yes,
also,
I do.
Thank you. Also, Medicare requires that I ask as well, are you currently in a nursing home, long-term care facility, or does anyone live with you, or do you live in your own residence?
I live in my own residence. My own residence.
Thank you so much. Okay, since I'll be reviewing medication costs, so you have your medications there with you in the home, if you are taking any meds?
Your phone is acting up. What you say now?
Are you taking any meds?
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No, your phone is acting up.
How about now?
Yes, what did you say now?
I was asking if you are taking... Yes. I was asking, ma'am, if you were taking any prescribed medicines, do you have them there with you in the home?
No, they're not. They're in the kitchen.
Okay, but you do have them there in the house with you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Also, if also, another thing is, do you have your red, white, and blue Medicare card with you today? It will say Medicare Health Insurance?
Yes.
All right, can you please provide that to me?
Hold on, let me read it.
Customer, are you still with me? It seems like I have a third line on my phone call.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, I'm still here, ma'am. I wasn't able to hear you before. I'm sorry. Can I have your Medicare ID number, please? Are you still with me?
806-BC4-JK72.
I'm sorry. Can you start over and slow down, please? Say that one more time.
806-BC4-JK76.
You said JK76?
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Just give me one moment here. Okay, I'm going to pull up your information. If you can, please make sure you have a pen and paper with you. That way I could provide you any information I do come across. And also you could take my direct contact number just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
One second. All right, just bear with me one moment, please. Okay, bear with me. Oh, my number is, I'm sorry. So my direct number, just in case, is 561.
Hold on.
Let me know when you're ready.
And do you have any ongoing treatment or appointments or procedures already scheduled? All right. And when was the last time you were hospitalized? And are you able to drive yourself to and from the doctor?
You ready now?
Awesome. Now, have you been able to communicate so far about this call? Do you have any issue with hearing?
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
561.
794.
794. 0104.
0104. Yes, ma'am.
And what's
all right.
Your name?
Shauna, that's S like Sam, H like Harry, A like Apple, N like Nancy, N like Nancy again. A like apple. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
And now your information did come back. Your name is Larika V. Mason. Okay, your date of birth is 12/23/1980.
Yes.
And address is 960 Old Jackson Road, Somerville, Tennessee, 38068.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in Fayette County. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All right. And I see you started your part A, B, and D, 9/1/2015. Okay. You have your Medicaid that I see that does help with your coverage. And you're currently with WellPoint, a full dual HMO D-SNP. All right. Okay, so you're currently with WellPoint. And is your primary doctor, is that David Seaton?
That's yes, your primary. Ma'am.
Okay, you have a specialist by the name of Caitlin Moran.
Who?
Caitlin Moran. That's a specialist doctor I see here.
No. No.
Hold on.
My neurologist is lower report.
Why was Moran on here? Okay. Just a moment, ma'am. Yeah, that doctor was showing here. I don't know. I see Jason Infeld, Hassan.
Yes, this is my cardiologist.
Gotcha.
My kidney doctor.
And David Moynester.
Yes, it's my podiatrist.
Okay. Nicholas Kahn?
No, I'm no longer seeing him.
So you want me to take Nicholas Kahn off the list?
Yeah, this this was my my surgery. I had brain surgery with him.
Okay, gotcha. All right, no problem. Okay, now, out of any of the medicines that you are taking, are any of them for chronic illness, like diabetes, heart or kidney issues, or ALS or MS?
Yes. Or heart issues, congested heart.
Heart failure? Okay.
Yes.
Congestive heart failure, gotcha. All right, and I know you're looking for additional allowance, maybe more coverage, is that correct?
The grocery benefit.
Okay, I'll see what else we have here available. I know everyone could use more money back in their pocket, but I also have to make sure all your needs are being met. So I'm going to ask a few questions. Now, as far as the doctors, how often do you see your doctors? Every 6 months, every 3 months, or once a year?
Every 3 months.
3 months? And
every
as far as...
months.
Okay. And also, as far as ER visits, have you been to the emergency room within the last 6 months to a year?
Yes.
Okay. And another, and as far as transportation, do you still get yourself around? Do you need someone to get you to and from the doctor or maybe the pharmacy?
I haven't used transportation.
Okay. And as far... Okay. And as far as dental, do you go to the dentist for your annual checkups? For cleanings once a year, or
yes.
Do you have any extra dental work you feel you have to get done?
Yes, I need dental work.
Okay. And you're disabled?
I have $6,000 worth.
Okay. And you're also, do you have glasses? Do you wear glasses or you feel you need to get glasses?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your hearing seems to be well, or do you feel you need to have your hearing checked?
Yes, I do. I barely can hear. I have the head of speaker on.
Oh, loud? Oh, high?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. You don't wear glasses, you do. You need to wear glasses?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, gotcha. All right, so I'm going to take a look here. Now, before I could discuss the plans available to you, Medicare requires that I remind you this call is recorded and may be shared with plan providers. You don't need to provide health-related information unless required for enrollment eligibility. This conversation won't affect your current or future coverage unless you choose to enroll any plan today. Talking with me does not obligate you to enroll or automatically enroll you in any plan. With your permission, this verbal scope of appointment allows me to discuss Medicare plans in your area. Do I have your permission to proceed, Ms. Larson?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so I'm going to take a look here. Okay, you say you're looking for additional allowance. Your current plan, does that provide you anything currently?
Yeah. WellPoint provides me with everything.
I'm talking about
provide me with
the allowance card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking at the plan, the details, and it doesn't show any of that. Okay. All right. I'm see what I can do for you. Just bear with me. I'm also going to check your Medicaid level quickly because I know that does help with your coverage. So just bear with me a moment, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm just going to check the level where you're at, because it does help.
Hey.
Okay, so you have full Medicaid. That's very good. So I'll see what we have available, okay? Just a moment. I'll be right with you. So I'm just going through the plans right now. Something here. I'm just going through the details. I think it has good coverage for you. I'm just going through it. Okay. So just bear with me. I'll tell you in a moment. I know you have an excellent plan, but let me just check here.
Life is about learning.
Okay, just give me one moment. I'll be right with you. Transportation too. And you're disabled, like I said, asked before, right?
Huh?
You're disabled?
Yes, ma'am.
Mhm. And you still drive yourself around, right? Or no? You can get transportation?
No. I need transportation.
All right, got you. Transportation. Found something with transportation here. Preventative services like your mammograms, pap smears, routine blood and lab work, your screenings and immunizations, those things are covered. Coverage for hearing, all right, is good as well. I love the sound of this. Doctor's copay zero, specialist doctor's $0 copay. All right, your dental coverage is excellent as well. All right, and you would get telehealth if you can't make it in, fitness as well. And you say your plan doesn't provide you any allowance for food?
The grocery, 203.
That's not bad, but I'm going to tell you, I do have a plan here that I did see, that I do see. It's with United Healthcare, and it shows that your doctor's covered, so your doctor takes United, all right? And also, it gives you great coverage for dental, vision, and hearing, and other parts of your health plan. It also provides you with transportation, which your current plan does not provide you, but this plan will cover for transportation. Also, it will give you an allowance card of 283 as well. You can use that for groceries and bills, things like that. So it's really good. So,
WellPoint didn't provide transportation.
I did not see that it did, but I could always look into the extra details. Oh, never mind. You have unlimited transportation. I'm sorry. But you still get transportation with this plan as well. So they give you very much good coverage all in all parts, and you will get a higher allowance card as well. And I, like I said, I do see that your doctors do take United. I just want to make sure. Dental is about, let me go back. Hold on. Dental coverage, you're looking at $4,000, which is not bad. It's really good. Most plans don't offer that. And then, of course, $0 copay for your preventative services. And, of course, $0 copay for your comprehensive, like fillings, crowns, root canals, extractions, bridges, and dentures. So it's $0 copay. So it's covered. So I think it's really good compared to what most plans provide. Give me 1 second. I'll be right with you.
Yes.
Thank you. All right, so I just want to make sure that your prescriptions are covered as well, because it does show a list of meds. Okay, so it shows here a list of medicines. I don't know how correct that sounds. It shows a list of 28. You tell me if that's incorrect. I'm going to go down the list. Do you have your medicines with you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. And does it sound like you take 28 prescriptions? Because, some of these are duplicate.
Yes, ma'am. That's about right.
You sure? Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, let's go through the list. First, let me find out. The pharmacy you go to, is it Kroger's? Or do you go somewhere
Landry's.
Else?
Landry's.
L-A-N-D-R-I. Hold on. Landry's Pharmacy. There it is.
Yes, Landry's East.
All right. And then the first medicine. Hold on, let me put down. I already put down the pharmacy. Just notating as well. Okay, so amitriptyline, that's supposed to be your first medicine. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It shows 25 milligrams. Is that also right?
Yes, ma'am.
And it shows once a day? Do you take it once a day or twice a day?
Yes, ma'am. Once.
Once, okay. Right. And it's every 3 months you get this refilled?
Huh?
You get the prescription filled every 3 months?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Perfect. Now the second medicine is Brimonidine or Brimonidine. Brimonidine. Tartrate Timolol.
Repeat that again.
B like boy, R like Robert, I like ice, M like Mary, O like orange, N like Nancy, I like ice, D like dog, I like ice, N like Nancy, E like Edward. Are you taking this medicine? It's for, it's an eye drop for eye pressure. Do you,
yes,
are you still
ma'am.
Taking
okay, yes,
sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a solution 0.2-0.5%.
Yes.
Okay. Are you getting this filled every 3 months?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Carvedilol. Are you taking Carvedilol?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It shows 3.125 milligrams, 180 refills every 3 months. Is that correct? So you take it
yes.
three times. You take it twice a day?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Clopidogrel bisulfate, the blood thinner. It shows 75 milligrams. Is that right?
Yes.
So you get 90 pills for every 3 months?
Mm-hmm.
And the Combigan, the C-O-M, B-I-G, okay. So 0.2-0.5%, one refill every 3 months?
Yes, that's correct.
Dorzolamide? Are you still taking this?
Yes. Yes.
And that's a 2% solution. Is that 3 refills every 3 months?
Yes.
Eliquis, 5 milligram tablets.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And you take twice a day?
Mm-hmm.
And do you get that filled every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay. And furosemide.
Yes.
Right. 80 milligrams?
Yes.
Okay, so that you feel that it's 30 pills every 3 months?
Yes.
Are you taking like half or something like that?
No. Uh-uh.
So if you're getting every 3 months, that should be 90. You're taking it once a day?
No, uh-uh.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'll take it twice a month.
You take the furosemide twice a month?
Twice every, I'll take it,
I'm not hearing you, I'm sorry.
I take it every Asia, can you know? Hold on, let me see. I cannot read this because I only have one eye. Hold on.
Oh.
Kind of right. Go on, take him up there.
You don't take it?
Yes, ma'am, I take it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just, I can't read this right now.
Go on again.
Hold on, let me go get it.
Do you remember how often you take the furosemide?
Yes.
I'm sorry? Ma'am? I'm not hearing you.
I'm down to 40 milligrams.
You're taking 40 milligrams on furosemide?
Yes.
Okay.
Take one tablet every mouth every day.
And do you get it filled every 3 months?
Yes.
Okay, and then the Humulin, are you diabetic?
Yes.
Okay, you're taking the Humulin?
Yes.
It shows 500. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I take it. Yeah. 40 milligrams 3 times a day.
For what? For which med? It shows 500 units. It's a quick. It shows quick pen. Do you not get the?
Yes, the quick pen.
Okay, and do you take the hydroxychloroquine?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Okay, so it's 200 milligrams, is that correct?
Yes.
And you get 180 every 3 months?
Yes.
And Jardiance, you take Jardiance as well?
Yes.
And it shows at least 200 milligrams, 180 pills. Jardiance shows 10 milligrams, is that correct?
Yes, 10 milligrams.
So, 30 pills every month?
Yes.
Okay. And Lumigan?
Yes.
Wait a minute. As far as the, I'm going back to the Jardians, do you get this filled every month or every 3 months?
Every month.
Okay. So let me move on. So Lumigan, that shows a solution of 0.01%. Three refills every 3 months. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the Manjaro, are you taking a Manjaro as well?
Yes, Manjaro, 15 milligrams. 15?
Not 2.5?
15.
Huh? 15. Hold on, let me go back. It shows 2.5 milligrams, 0.1 milligrams.
Hold on, let me try to get this started. I take 15 milligrams.
15 milligrams for the Manjaro? Hold on.
Get him out of here.
Manjaro injection.
Yes. Yeah, the injection.
This shows 2.5.
No, I don't do 2.5. I do the 15 milligrams.
The 60 is a 6?
15.
15. 1 second.
Yeah.
Okay, do you take this? Do you get the pack of four pens or just the one?
Yes, the pack of four pens. Yes.
How often do you get that refilled? Once a month or every 3 months?
Once a month.
Okay.
Once a month.
All right.
Yeah.
And then pantoprazole sodium. What's the milligrams are you taking it? Because I see it listed here multiple times.
The who?
Potassium chloride.
Oh, potassium. Hold on. Let me get my pick. Forty milligrams.
Okay, so 40. You get this filled every 3 months or once a month? You take it once a day or twice a day?
Once a month.
And how often do you take it a day?
I take it once a day.
Okay.
Take one tablet by mouth twice daily. I get it once a month.
1 second, please. Okay.
take vitamin D too.
All right, just bear with me. I see the vitamin D capsules, 50,000 units. I got you. Do you also take potassium chloride? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Do you also take potassium chloride?
Yes.
Because there's two different ones. There's potassium sodium and potassium chloride.
Potassium chloride, 10 milligram tablet. Did you get that?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I take potassium chloride.
What's the milligram?
Tablet.
10 milligram tablets, all right.
Yes.
Gotcha. All right, so we got it. Do you take prednisone? You take prednisone acetate?
Prednisone. Is that the sodium tablet?
For prednisone acetate, no, it's not the sodium tablet. It's a different pill.
No, I don't take the prednisone anymore. I don't take that.
Okay. Pregabalin, are you taking that as well?
The what?
Pregabalin, are you taking that still?
Yes, pregabalin, I take that.
Okay, 50 milligrams?
Yes, 50 milligrams.
And how often do you take it a day?
I take it 3 times a day.
3 times a day? Are you getting that refilled once a month or every 3 months?
Hold on. Take a little brand. Once a month.
Okay. And Ropressa, that's Ropressa.
Ropressa. Yes, I get that.
Okay. It shows 0.02% solution. And do you get three fills every 3 months?
Yes.
Rosuvastatin?
Yes.
It's 40 milligrams?
Yes.
Okay, and is it 90 pills every 3 months?
Yes.
Tizanidine?
Mm-hmm.
It shows 4 milligrams, is that right?
Yes, mm-hmm.
And is it 90? Okay, and do you get 90 pills every 3 months?
Yes.
And Traceba Flex Touch?
Yes.
200 unit injections? Once every month? That's filled?
You said what now?
Is it filled once a month?
What did you say again?
Is it filled once a month? Do you get that refill once a month for Traceba, Flex Touch injections?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
How many times are you getting, because I see different, about 5-6 potassium pills here. You just take the chloride and the sodium, right? That's it, right?
Huh?
You only take the potassium chloride one pack. You don't get multiple prescriptions for it, do you?
No.
And the tazanidine, you only have one prescription for that.
Yes. The placebo, I only get 200 milliliter.
Say that again?
200.
Yeah, I see the units. 200. You only do the 200 units. Okay. Because it shows 200. Because it's showing a 200 unit and 100 unit on the list. So I just wanted to make sure which one is correct.
I did 200
Okay.
I get the Well Point. I get 6,000 for the dental.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I was missing was the 203 for the grocery.
You're not missing it. If your plan provides it, that's what you should be getting. Now, the plan that I'm providing to you still gives you really excellent coverage. And, of course, you still get excellent coverage with your vision, hearing, transportation, and other parts of your health plan. $0 copay for your doctors, $0 for your primary doctors, and $0 copay for your specialists. And also you will be getting $281 every month. So you're still going to get good coverage with the plan, with United, and your doctors still take it. So you're not going to miss anything. You still be covered.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And that's why I went over that, and it was. And I had
I was getting Medicaid instead of Medicare.
No, it's not instead. You get both because you still have Medicare. That's why you're able to get a plan like that, or like the one I'm offering, is because you have Medicaid, and then you also have full, you have Medicare, and you still got full Medicaid. So you're not losing at all.
Oh, okay.
If you did not have Medicaid, I wouldn't be able to actually have this plan here. It would not show up.
It's a fact that you got a handle for the Burger King.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I was talking to my son.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, I could put you into this plan with United, and you'll still get excellent coverage, and of course you'll get a higher amount as far as a grocery card each month, and it won't start until it will start next month. You will continue on with the plan you have right now with WellPoint, and then the new plan will start next month. So I can definitely go ahead and enroll you into the United Health plan. Okay. You said Caitlin Moran is not your doctor, not any of your doctors, right?
No.
She's not.
No.
All right, so I'm gonna take her off because you know, see her.
And Jason Enfield. Not Jason Enfield. What's his name?
Enfield, Jason Enfield, and David Seaton is your doctors, right?
Yes. Yeah, I was talking about. the neurologist.
Hassan?
No, that's my kidney doctor.
Let me go back. You said your neurologist?
Yes. The one that did the surgery, the brain surgery.
I don't know the name. You have to tell me what the name is. I see Laura Purse.
Kahn. Dr. Kahn. Yes.
Dr. Kahn, where is his name?
Nicholas Kahn. I don't see him anymore.
Okay. So you didn't want Nicholas Kahn on there, right? Okay. All right, so we got all your doctors there in network. All right, I can go ahead and get you enrolled. I just wanted to make sure on the medicines and the doctors. Okay, just give me one second.
Mm-hmm.
Nicholas Kahn, huh? I think that name is popular, Nicholas. All right, and your medicines, I just want to confirm. Now it's 21 medicines. Let me just make sure what's covered. And the only thing that shows that it's not was the Traceba. That's the only one. I think that's the same thing for your plan too. Just give me a second.
Well, yes. it's not giving me the Traceba.
I'm just double checking, so just bear with me one moment.
Uh-huh.
You're good with the Traceba because Medicaid will cover that for you. Whatever. See, mm-hmm. That's the good thing about having Medicaid. Whatever Medicare doesn't cover and you have full Medicaid, Medicaid will cover that. So we are, as far as the plan goes, it's good to go. One second. And that allowance card you could use for your actual, not just bill, not just groceries, but you could use for bills too, just mm-hmm. so you know.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so I want to start you and get you enrolled. Is there any doctors or medicines we're forgetting before I move forward? I don't want to forget anything for you.
No, that's it.
Okay. All right, so we're going to start the enrollment. Please answer each question clearly with a yes or no. Do I have your permission to record this enrollment? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. It is important that you understand the benefits in your plan. Would you like to review them before we continue? All right. And even if you tell me no, I have to go over it. It's just policy,
uh-huh.
Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. All right. Again, this is a $0 monthly premium, Part B reimbursement. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, medical deductible is $0 copay. You have your
What about the hospital?
You have your hospital coverage. Hospital coverage is $0 copay, so that takes care of that.
Okay. What about the ambulance?
Ambulance is the same thing. When you have full Medicaid, they cover that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's $0 copay. And even also, okay. If you're outside, say you're outside of the country, it says worldwide emergency coverage and transportation mm-hmm. as well. Okay. And, of course, you have your inpatient, outpatient health coverage, $0 mm-hmm. copay, your doctor's $0 copay. And then, of course, your doctors are in network, and you have your specialist doctors as $0 copay, inpatient mental health and outpatient mental health coverage as well, preventative services, and, of course, all of those are fully covered. Urgent care, emergency care, if you go to urgent care, $0 copay, which your, of course, insurance and Medicaid. And, of course, all your information will be in your summary of benefits that we've got mailed out to you to read. Benefits, premiums, and or co-payments, co-insurance may change on January 1st, 2027. You may enroll in only one Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan at a time. You understand that enrolling in this plan will end any enrollment in a Medicare Advantage or Medicare Part D plan. Providence Senior Care is not a government agency. The summary of benefits and star rating for this plan can be found on the UnitedHealthcare website. We do not offer every plan in your area. We do not offer every plan available in your area. Currently, we represent 3 organizations, which offers 23 products in your area. Please contact Medicare.gov, 1-800-MEDICARE, or your state health insurance program to get information on all of your options. Providence Senior Care represents Medicare Advantage HMO organizations that have Medicare contract enrollment. Depends on contract renewal. By completing this enrollment process, you will submit an actual enrollment request. After submitting the enrollment, you will receive a notice of acceptance or denial. If your enrollment is approved by CMS, you will be enrolled in the plan. You acknowledge that once enrolled, you must complete both Hospital Part A and Medical Part B to stay in UnitedHealthcare dual complete HMO POS D-SNP. Do you understand the benefits included in this plan?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Your name is Larika V. Mason. All right, and your birthday is 12/23/1980. Your female gender and your phone number is 2333. All right, did you have an alternative phone number you wanted to add?
No, ma'am, that's it.
Okay, and is this a home or cell number?
Cell phone.
Gotcha. And the home health plan, the health plan may call or text you using this number. Now, do you prefer to be contacted by phone or text?
Phone.
All right. And would you prefer to receive plan materials by email or mail?
Mail.
And your address is 960 Old Jackson Road, Somerville, Tennessee, 28068 in Fayette County. Now, is your mailing address different than your permanent residential address? Yes or no?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am.
All right. And did you prefer English language?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you want large print or regular print to read the material?
Large print.
Thank you. Your Medicare ID number is 8F06CC4JK76. Part A, effective date, and B was 9/1/2015. Are you enrolled in your state Medicaid assistance program? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. And your Medicaid number is TJ507-996-235. Enrollment period, you may enroll in a Medicare Advantage or prescription drug plan during the annual enrollment period, October 15th through December 7th each year, or outside this period with a valid exception. We will now select the statement that best describes your situation. By making a selection, you are certifying that the statement truly applies to you. If it is later determined that the selected statement does not apply to you, you may be disenrolled. OEP is open enrollment period, annual one-time change, January 1st through March 31st. Proposed effective date is 2/1/2026. Will you have any other prescription drug coverage like Veterans TRICARE in addition to UnitedHealthcare, complete HMO POS visa?
No, ma'am.
All right.
No, ma'am.
Are you currently a resident in a nursing home, a long-term care facility? Yes or no?
No.
We will have any Will you have any medical insurance other than Medicare or Medicaid when this plan becomes effective, yes or no?
No.
Do you work, yes or no?
You said what now?
Do you work, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Does your spouse work, yes or no?
I don't have a spouse.
All right. And, of course, you said you have congestive heart failure, right?
Yes, ma'am. Congestive heart failure.
And diabetes. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. And your doctor's name is, I have to go back and get your doctor's name again.
David Seaton. It's my PCP.
David Seaton.
Uh-huh. And my old heart doctor is Chasen Enfield.
Gotcha. Amen. David, so David Seaton is your primary?
Yes, ma'am.
Gotcha. I just got to get his phone number. Hold on.
901.
Oh, you got it. Okay, thank you. 901.
Yes, ma'am. 813.
Mm-hmm. 8138.
8138.
Thank you so much for that.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am.
All right, so let me add his info, David Seaton. Just a moment. Okay, I just got to get his ID number, so that you don't need to do anything. I take care of that. Every doctor has their own ID code and nurse. Okay, now have you seen this doctor in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right. Okay, and of course I'm going to read the authorization information. Now I understand and agree that this authorization is voluntary. My health information may contain information created by other persons or entities, including health care providers, and may contain medical and pharmacy, dental vision, mental health, substance abuse, HIV, AIDS, psychotherapy, reproductive, communicable disease, and health care program information. I may not be denied treatment, payments for health care services, or enrollment or eligibility for health care benefits if I do not sign this form. Once my health information is shared, the person or organization receiving it may be share it again. If they are not a health plan, or a health care provider, the information may no longer be protected by federal privacy laws. And the authorization will expire one year from the date signed sign the authorization. I may revoke this authorization at any time by notifying UnitedHealthcare in writing. However, the revocation will not influence any actions taken before the date revocation is received and processed. One moment. All right, now I'm going to confirm your choice to enroll and go over information about the plan. Have we discussed the benefits of UnitedHealthcare Dual Complete HMO POS D-SNP plan to your satisfaction? And do you intend to enroll for a plan premium of no more than $0 with a proposed effective date of 2/1/2026?
Yes.
Yes or no? And do you understand that this is a Medicare Advantage plan that has a contract with federal government and is not a Medicare supplement plan?
Yes.
You'll soon receive a Getting Started guide that includes your evidence of coverage document. Make sure to read your evidence of coverage and confirm the services you expect are listed. If a service isn't listed, it won't be paid for by Medicare or the plan without authorization. The evidence of coverage provides a complete list of coverage and services and can be obtained by contacting UnitedHealthcare. All right. And do you wish to specify your primary doctor's name? Yes or no? Your primary doctor, ma'am?
Dr. David C. Huh?
And are you currently a patient of that doctor? Yes or no?
Yes.
Alright, by selecting a primary care provider, you acknowledge that your information will be shared with your primary care provider to facilitate and support your care. UHC Dual Complete HMO POS DSNP $0 monthly premium. The monthly premium for this plan is $0 plus any Part B premium you may have. If you didn't sign up for credible prescription drug coverage when you first became eligible, you may have to pay a late enrollment penalty. If a penalty applies to you, we will send you a letter describing the steps you will need to take. People with limited incomes may qualify for extra help to pay for their prescription drug premiums and costs. If you are eligible, Medicare could pay for your drug costs, including monthly prescription drug premiums, annual deductibles, and coinsurance. Those who qualify will not be subject to a late enrollment penalty. Many people are eligible for these savings and don't even know it. If you qualify, Medicare will pay all or part of your plan premium. If Medicare pays only a portion of this premium, we will bill you for the amount that Medicare doesn't cover. For more information, call the Social Security Administration, 1-800-772-1213, or your local office. TTY users, please call 1-800-325-0778. You can also apply for extra help online at www.ssa.gov/Medicare/Part D/extra help. You can pay your monthly plan premium, including any late enrollment penalties that you currently have or may owe by mail each month. You can also choose to have your premium automatically withdrawn from your Social Security or Railroad Retirement Board RRB benefit each month. All right, so Social Security must approve this deduction. You will receive a monthly bill until approval is received. The Social Security deduction may take 2 or more months to begin after Social Security approves the deduction. In most cases, if Social Security accepts your request for automatic deduction, the first deduction from your Social Security check will include all premiums due from enrollment effective date up to the point withholding begins. If Social Security does not approve your request for automatic deduction, your plan will send your paper bill for your monthly premium. Now your name will show us Marika V. Mason. Your plan will show UHC Dual Complete T at Tennessee Y2HMOPOSDSNP. Your monthly premium will show $0.00. Your effective date will show us 2/1/2026. Did you receive help completing this enrollment? Yes or no?
Yes.
All right, and you must understand that your signature on this application means you understand the contents of this application. Do you have any final questions, or would you like me to assist you with your signature to complete the process? And because we're doing this over the phone, it's considered voice signature. Are you okay with that?
Yes, that's okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, so I will now read three necessary disclosures. Consent to electronic transaction. You, the applicant, UnitedHealthcare, acknowledge and agree to the following provisions. You are enrolling using an electronic transaction that will be verified by an electronic signature. This agreement to use an electronic transaction only applies to this enrollment. You may have requested to cancel this agreement to an electronic transaction. If canceled, paper enrollment forms will be sent to you at no cost once I give my UnitedHealthcare representative an address, phone number, and a contract name. You may ask for a paper copy of this recorded transaction. A digital copy of this agreement is electronically stored and maintained by UnitedHealthcare. To complete your enrollment, we will ask for your agreement with several statements. Do you understand and agree with the statements you've heard so far?
Yes, I agree.
All right, thank you. I will now read the second section. If you have employer or union health care coverage, you could lose it. If you join UnitedHealthcare, read the communications your employer or union sends you. If you have questions, visit their website or contact the office listed in their communications. If there's no contact information, your benefit administrator or the office that answers questions about your coverage may be able to help. If you already have a Medicare Advantage or Part D plan, it will end once you enroll with UnitedHealthcare. It is your responsibility to tell UnitedHealthcare about any other prescription coverage you have or get in the future. By joining this Medicare Advantage plan, you acknowledge that UnitedHealthcare will share your information with Medicare and other plans as necessary for treatment, payment, and healthcare operations. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services collect information from Medicare plans to track beneficiary enrollment in Medicare Advantage plans, improve care, and for the payment of Medicare benefits. The Social Security Act authorizes the collection of this information. CMS may use disclosure and exchange enrollment data from Medicare beneficiaries as allowed by law. Enrollment in this plan is usually for an entire year. Once you enroll, you can leave or change this plan only during an enrollment period, such as October 15th through December 7th, or under special circumstances. You may need to send a request to UnitedHealthcare to leave or change this plan. UnitedHealthcare provides health plans for a specific service area. If you move to a new area, you must notify us and find a new plan in your new area. Once you're a member, you have the right to appeal this plan decisions if you disagree with any payments or services. Upon request, UnitedHealthcare will mail you the plan's evidence of coverage, which includes rules you must follow to receive coverage on this plan. Medicare doesn't generally cover beneficiaries out of the country, except for limited coverage near the U.S. border. If you receive help from a sales agent, broker, or other person employed by or contracted with UnitedHealthcare, he or she may be paid based on your enrollment in UnitedHealthcare. Information you have provided must be correct to the best of your knowledge. You will be disenrolled if you intentionally provide false information. Out-of-network or non-contracted providers are not obligated to treat plan members except in emergency situations. Please call the plan's customer service number or see your evidence of coverage for more information, including the cost sharing that applies to out-of-network services. You can file a complaint if you have concerns about the quality of care or other services you get from your Medicare provider or about your Medicare plan. For help filing any complaint, visit Medicare.gov, call 1-800-MEDICARE, or contact your local state health insurance assistance program SHIP for free personalized help. Do you understand and agree with the statements you've heard so far?
Yes, I agree.
Oh, we're not done yet. The last section, you could say that. So I'm going to round read the final section. You understand that when your UnitedHealthcare coverage begins, you must get all of your medical prescription drug benefits from UnitedHealthcare, benefits and services provided by UnitedHealthcare, dual complete, and contained in your UnitedHealthcare evidence of coverage document, also known as member contract or subscriber agreement, will be covered. Neither Medicare nor UnitedHealthcare dual complete will pay for benefits services that are not covered. This plan is a dual eligible special needs plan. Your ability to enroll will be based on verification that you are entitled to Medicare and medical assistance from a state plan under Medicaid. Premium, copays, coinsurance, and deductibles may vary based on the level of Medicaid you receive. You may have to pay extra for prescription drug coverage if your income is above a certain limit. This is called a Part D income-related monthly adjustment amount, or Part D IRMA. If you are assessed a Part D IRMA, the Social Security Administration will notify you. You will be responsible for paying this extra amount. In addition to your plan premium, either the amount will be withheld from your Social Security benefits, or you will be billed directly by Medicare or the Railroad Retirement Board. Do not send UnitedHealthcare your Part D IRMA payment. UnitedHealthcare will notify you when they receive your enrollment, inform you of your application status, and let you know if any additional information is needed. Agreeing to sign your application by telephone means that you understand and agree to all of the statements that you've heard for this heard in this recording. You also agree that you understand how the plan we discussed works and the changes you'll be responsible for. You are enrolling in a DSNP that has a monthly premium that is reduced by your Medicaid level. Your monthly premium must be adjusted if your Medicaid level changes. You may become ineligible for this plan if you lose Medicaid. If you agree to complete your enrollment now, please state your name, date of birth, and that you agree.
Larika Mason, December 23rd, 1980.
All right, thank you. I will now agree. All right, thank you. I will now submit your enrollment. Just a moment. And if you have a pen and paper, I want to make sure I give you your enrollment code. All right, I will now submit this enrollment. All right, and now that your enrollment application for the UnitedHealthcare plan is complete and submitted, once approved by Medicare, your plan will start 2/1/2026. Once your application is approved, in 7 to 14 days, you will receive your Getting Started Guide welcoming you to the plan. You're a new member of the email. Hello? All right, I do have your... Ma'am?
Yes.
I do have your enrollment code. When you're ready.
Okay. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, that is N like Nancy, K like Kite, J like John, Q like Queen.
Can you repeat it over?
N like Nancy, K like Kite, J like Jack, okay. Q like Queen, 7, 0.
Uh-huh.
You have the 0 after that?
Yes.
Q like Queen.
Uh-huh.
I don't like Larry.
Okay.
I like Robert.
Okay.
The number 2.
Okay.
That's your enrollment code. And, of course, you customer service number for United. I have that number here. Please take it down.
Uh-huh.
That is 1-877.
3258.
And they're open 8 a.m. through 8 p.m., 7 days a week, local time. And, of course, those who are hearing impaired will definitely give a call to 7-Eleven. In the next few days, a virtual assistant at Providence will call to welcome you, explain the next steps, and answer questions. Anything that you need to ask, come straight to me so that I can help you a lot quicker. If I have not provided you with my direct contact number, you could go ahead and write it down. It should be 561-794-0104. Okay.
7-794-0104.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And also, as well as the company number that I actually work for is Providence Senior Care. All right, if you can't reach me, you can reach that number, 888-221-5543. 5543. 5543, yes.
Okay.
All right, Shauna, S like Sam, H like Harry, A like Apple, N like Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
And like Nancy again.
Okay.
A like Apple. All right. And of course, I'll be your agent for the life of this plan. And if you're still getting calls by other agents, let them know you have an agent that put you on the best plan that fits your needs.
Okay.
And that you're on a do not call list. And then hang up. Uh-huh. Making any other changes could leave you uninsured.
Okay.
We don't want that to happen. Uh-huh. All right. And now the last step that I do need to take here is to bring back our member services representative on the line just to confirm that I went over everything as far as your doctors, the prescriptions, as well as the Trasiga that your Medicaid will cover, and also that it was your intent to enroll. They're also going to more than likely ask you if you would like to do a HRA, which stands for Health Risk Assessment. That is a survey, all right, that helps the health companies better tell your health needs. All right, I'm going to introduce you, so I'll be on the line for a short portion of the call. And then, of course, after that, if you want to do the health risk assessment, you can. That's up to you. So it's voluntary. So let me bring them on the line. I'm going to go anyway. So I'm bringing them on the line with us. I'm going to introduce you in 1 second.
Okay.
All right. 1 moment.
Thank you for calling Sunfire. To begin authentication, please enter the best 10-digit callback number for you.
I got that. I'll take care of that for you.
Our mission is clear. Sunfire is dedicated to transforming the way seniors purchase health insurance by fostering transparency, building trust, and driving innovation. Thank you for calling Sunfire. Calls may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Your advocate will be with you shortly to assist you.
Hello, thank you for calling Sunfire CSC. My name is Elmira. May I ask who I'm speaking with, please?
Hi, Elmira. This is Shauna with Providence, and I have Ms. Larika Mason on the line.
All right, thank you. And may I please have the enrollment code we're discussing?
That's N like Nancy, K like Kite, J like Jack, Q like Queen, the number 7, the number 0, Q like Queen, L like Larry, R like Roger, the number 2.
All right. All right, that did not pull it up. Let me make sure it was correct. I got N like Nikes, K like King, J like Jack, Q like Queen, 7-0, Q like Queen, L like Larry, R like Robert, S like Sam.
No, 2 at the end.
Okay. All right, so thank you for your help. I've located the customer. You can transfer them over whenever you're ready.
Ms. Mason?
Uh-huh.
Yes, she will
All right, so good afternoon. Can you please confirm your full name and date of birth for verification? 2 digits for the month,
Larika.
2 digits for the date, 4 digits for the year.
Larika Bumachay Mason, December 23rd, 1980.
All right, thank you. And if we get disconnected, I want to be able to call you right back. What's the best phone number to reach you?
731-413-2333.
All right, thank you. Give me just a second to pull you up. All right, so thank you for your help, Ms. Jada Gray, enrollment. And I can see that, oh boy, amitriptyline HCL tab 25 milligrams is not covered by this plan. Was that discussed?
That actually is covered, so that should be an issue with Sunfire, because Sunfire showed it was covered. There was only one medicine that was an issue, and Medicaid will cover the cost of the Traceba, but the other one was actually covered.
All right, so the Traceba is a problem, but the amitriptyline is covered.
It's covered, yeah.
All right, let me go ahead and make a note of, oh my gracious. Make a note of that. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so is this going to be covered by a formulary exception?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, okay. So thank you for your help, Ms. Gray. I can help Ms. Larika Mason from here.
All righty.
All right, so thank you for your patience, Ms. Larika Mason. My name is Elmira Rogers with Sunfire, and I'll be your advocate. I recognize you've been on the phone for a while, so we'll move as quickly as we can. As your advocate, my goal is to ensure you clearly understand the plan you are about to enroll in, review your coverage for your doctors and medications that you take, and make sure you are set up for success with your new plan. To start, I'm going to verify your understanding of some details of the plan you've selected and confirm your intention to enroll. Are you ready to begin?
Ooh. Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I see you have David Seaton as your primary care physician. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And I also see that you have Jason Enfield, Hussein Ahmed, St. Francis Physician Network, LLC, David Monister, Laura Porch, St. Francis Hospital, Bartlett, Inc., Howard Kavasi, and I think that's it, as your specialist doctors. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And are there any other doctors we have not mentioned that you would like included on your enrollment?
No, ma'am.
All right. And I see you have listed 21 medications. Could you confirm that this is correct?
I have about 28.
All right.
It's actually multiples, so it shouldn't be 28 because we went through the list.
Okay, I said 21. She said she had 28.
Yeah, because when it came up on the screen in Sunfire, it showed 28, but we went through it one by one, and it listed it showed more than one. That's what it was.
Got you. That makes sense, because I've done seen it over here before a lot of times.
Yeah.
And I'm asking Benny, like, are you taking this and this and this? And they're like, well, that's not correct. And so.
Yeah, we went over it. It's just that one of them was listed like six times. And I said, that makes no sense.
Sheesh. At all. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what I was going to say, something about this here. All right. So with the... I see that what is it called again? The Trezibi is not covered by this plan. But
Treseba.
Treseba. Treseba. Sorry. Treseba is not covered by this plan, but we already went over it needing a formulary exception. So that's taken care of. And are there any medications including over-the-counter that we have not reviewed?
No.
All right. And can you also confirm you fill your prescriptions at the following pharmacy, Landry's Pharmacy?
Yes, ma'am. Landry's.
All right. And you have some additional plan features, including dental. Did your agent go over these with you?
Yes.
All right, great. Thank you for taking the time to confirm those details with me. Just to verify, you have chosen a UHC dual complete TN-Y2 HMO-POS DSNP with a monthly premium of $0.00 and a proposed effective date of 2/1/2026. Is it your intention to enroll in this plan?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, give me a second while I submit your plan. Oh, I'm still cold. I do not feel that heat at all. All right. So there is also a voluntary health risk assessment available for you to complete that will only take a few more minutes. This is an opportunity to let UnitedHealthcare know about your health and access to food and housing to give them an idea of the different benefits that may be able to assist you as you move forward with this plan, and has no impact on your health insurance coverage, benefits, or premium. If at any given time you feel uncomfortable answering any questions, feel free to stop me. Let's get started, Ms. Mason. One second. Let me answer that one question over the phone. All right. So, Ms. Mason, have you served in the U.S. Armed Forces?
No.
All right. And can you please provide your home phone number? I have 731-413-2333. Is that a cell phone, home, or work number?
Cell.